Axis Mundi.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone. Just a couple of announcements here at the top before we jump into my interview with Teddy Wilson. First, we rolled out last week the Orange Wave series. Once again, we re-engineered it and re-released it. However, there was a little bit of a crossed wire situation, and some of you signed up to get access to the Orange Wave via Anchor, and Anchor is our old podcast host, and we no longer have that feed active anymore. However, one of the issues is that I don't have access to the contact information of those of you who signed up. So all that to say, if you signed up for the Orange Wave and you signed up through Anchor, that's not going to work. Please email me at straightwhiteamericanjesus@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up on Instagram at straightwhitejc, at Bradley Onishi, any of those places so that we can get this right and make sure we get you access to the Orange Wave. I also want to say that we're releasing this episode on the Monday after several mass shootings in the United States over the weekend, one most notably in Buffalo, where 10 people lost their lives in a racist hate crime targeting Black people. We'll be talking about that on the weekly roundup, but just want to say that we're thinking of all of those who are mourning, and we're furious, just like I know many of you are out there. We don't have to live in a country that suffers from mass shooting events on a regular basis. We don't have to live in a country where hate speech comes from some of our most prominent news networks, and I say news with scare quotes, and however we do. And so we'll be talking Friday about that and some of the fallout and some of the causes and other things related to it. But we are mourning. We are sad. We are angry. And I know that many of you are too. So we hope that you're finding ways to grieve and also to activate. All right, I'll turn now to my interview with Teddy Wilson. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
Is Brad Onishi, faculty at the University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in partnership with the CAP Center at UCSB. And I'm today joined by a return guest, somebody who's been on the show before, is a friend of the show. And that is Teddy Wilson of Radical Reports and other places. So let me just start by saying, Teddy, thanks for joining me.
Howdy, Brad. Thanks so much for bringing me back. It's a real pleasure. As you said, I do consider myself a fan of the show and a friend of the show. And it's a real pleasure to be back with you and talk about the various things we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I mean, some background here. We had planned this interview for almost a month ago, and various scheduling kind of eruptions prevented that. And what that means is we had planned to talk about everything, well, some of the things that we're going to get into today, even before we had the leaked opinion from Alito on what looks like the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And so Teddy and I had planned this, and then all of that happened. So we're going to kind of talk about some of the things we planned, but then obviously the fallout of the Alito opinion. I want to just say something at the top here, which is in the past, we've done on this show quite a bit, an overreach on reproductive rights, on the anti-abortion movement. I've interviewed Maya Reeves, who's a colleague of mine formerly at Skidmore College. I interviewed, Dan interviewed R. Marie Griffith and others. Since the Alito leaked opinion came down, we have not been doing new interviews. This is actually my first new interview in quite some time. So I'm working on scheduling some further things on what the post-Roe future is. And I'm specifically doing that with scholars and journalists and legal experts who are women. And so just want to put that out there, that is on the docket and on the schedule for us as a show, trying to make it happen. And hopefully we'll get that worked out. And so something I'm very aware of, something I'm very conscious of, something that is very important to me on the show, just in terms of all of our content and things we do. So with that said, Teddy, you're back. Last time we talked about the radical right. We talked about your map of the J6 offenders. We talked about all the things that really are in your wheelhouse. However, about a month ago now, you had just a fantastic, actually, I need to stop and say, Teddy, I'm going to let this interview keep going, but you're wearing a Houston Astros hat. And as a Dodgers fan, I'm having a really hard time. You're on my podcast and you're wearing a Houston Astros hat. So I just want everyone to know that how gracious and patient a host I am, that I would let this continue, even though this guy, Teddy Wilson, shows up with a Houston Astros hat on. All right.
Teddy. Well, it could be worse. It could be worse. I could be wearing a San Francisco Giants hat. I mean, that might actually be worse.
You know what? I'm having a hard time, you know, because recent memory, Houston Astros is really enemy number one, but long standing, you know, decades long, the Giants are the mortal enemy of the Dodgers. So you're right. I appreciate that. A month ago, you had this great thread that was basically like, hey, I don't think we're ready for the fact that Roe's going to get overturned and we're going to be in a whole new landscape. And lo and behold, that's what happened a couple weeks later. Can you take us through just some of the things in your thread that you saw coming so that people can kind of understand the context that folks like you and others have kind of expected for some time now? You know, what did you say in that thread? What was on your mind?
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.